This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading a high-level delegation going to Turkey Wednesday to press that country's president to stop his invasion of northeast Syria. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the vice president will be accompanied by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and the delegation will meet on Thursday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to press for a ceasefire. U.S. forces in Syria are being bracketed between Turkish and Syrian forces, and Trump is reiterating he wants the American military out of the way.
They're policing. They're not a police force. They're a different kind of a force. We want to bring our soldiers back home.
The Turkish president, meanwhile, is saying he told Trump he will never agree to a ceasefire and threatened American sanctions will not change his mind. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is defying a House subpoena for documents related to his efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, a potential Trump rival in next year's presidential election. Giuliani was deeply involved in pressuring Ukraine to open a corruption probe into Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. The Trump-Ukraine scandal was set off when an intelligence whistleblower expressed concern to the Inspector General about Trump's July 25th telephone call with Ukraine's president seeking a favor to investigate the Bidens. House investigators also want to know if Trump would release $400 million in badly needed U.S. aid to Ukraine if Ukraine would cooperate in a Biden investigation. Trump has described his call with Ukraine's president as, in his words, perfect, and accuses the Democratic-led House of a witch hunt. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. 12 U.S. Democratic presidential candidates squared off in a spirited debate Tuesday night, all looking to confront President Trump in next year's election. Former Vice President Joe Biden, one of Trump's top challengers, criticized the president's policy on Syria, citing the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria.
I would not have withdrawn the troops, and I would not have drawn the additional 1,000 troops who are in Iraq, which are in retreat now, being fired on by Assad's people, and the President of the United States saying, if those ISIS folks escape from the prisons they're in, they'll only go to Europe and won't affect us. It has been the most shameful thing that any president has done in modern history.
The dozen challengers on stage Tuesday night also support the four-week-old impeachment probe, although Trump's removal through the impeachment process remains an unlikely outcome. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is defending meetings he reportedly had with conservative leaders after the hashtag #DeleteFacebook began trending on social media. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Politico reported this week that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg held private meetings with, among others, Tucker Carlson of Fox News and conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. But there are also conservatives that have long accused Facebook of suppressing their political views. Zuckerberg says he meets with lots of people across the spectrum on lots of different issues and suggests others do the same. The social media giant has battled allegations since the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election that it's not doing enough to stop bogus accounts and political ads on its platform. I'm Shelley Adler.
Vote counting is underway in Mozambique amid reports of incidents of ballot stuffing, and observers in several provinces were restricted from doing their work. Acceptance of the presidential, parliamentary, and provincial election results will be a key test of the ceasefire signed in August between the government and the opposition Renamo rebels. The ruling Frelimo party, that is, which has governed since Mozambique's independence from Portugal in 1975, is expected to be returned to power, with the president expected to win a second term. Some 13 million Mozambicans were registered to vote, with preliminary results expected Wednesday, a full provincial results before the end of the week. A runoff will be held if no presidential candidate wins a majority. And Mexico's Senate will reportedly vote for a bill to fully legalize marijuana in the next few days, a major step toward changing the country's approach to the drug by removing it as a source of income for violent drug gangs. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.